producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Whitley Strieber is with us, and we're talking about, I guess, discovering a wider world around us. It sounds, Whitley, when you talk about it here, is we're living here with tunnel vision, or we have 2100 vision, and we somehow need to get 2020.
Yeah, that's accurate. But at the same time, how do we get that? How do we do this? And where do we go? Well, as a culture, the Western world is going in the wrong direction. And if you look at the world in general, we have been trying to address the meaning of what Jeff and I call the supernatural, two words, for all of our history. If you look back across the human past, it is a rubble of gods and the weapons and skeletons of those of us who have been fighting over which God is true.
You know, except for greed, probably more people have been killed in the name of religion and, you know, one societal control mechanism versus another than any other cause in human history, undoubtedly.
Well, what happens is we see these things and they have an immense impact on us, and not necessarily a negative one. Well, for example, St. Paul sees a light or something on the road to Damascus. It transforms his being. He becomes an advocate for that which he had been trying to destroy. Complete reversal. And he changes the world on the basis of a flash of light. But how does he change it? He changes it in a very specific way. He shows the idea that the individual is important to God. Prior to St. Paul, the only people who were important to God were the leaders. The emperor got to become a deity, got deified, but the average guy, the average aristocrat, got a nice tomb, and the average grunt working in some mine, slaving for the Romans, died and was forgotten and became part of the earth again and didn't even matter. But suddenly there is this one man walking from city to city across the Mediterranean basin, saying, walking out an unknown man in the middle of these cities and saying that you do matter to God. You do matter, and you must love each other, and you must be compassionate because God cares and God is interested in you. Then, fast forward 300 years, here comes St. Augustine, another hellraiser who suddenly has a conversion. He proceeds to write The City of God, the most important book in the history of Western thought. It is the most important book in the history of Western thought because it identifies the individual and the borders of the individual and says that every individual is important. The founding fathers had read it carefully. You can see it reflected in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, that and much Masonic literature, which also reflects the City of God. So, yeah, we don't get it right with our religions, but we get it somewhat right every time. What Jeff and I want to do, are saying, is now it's possible to go beyond that and to look at this presence objectively. We have the academic tools to look at its influence in our world across the past. We have the scientific tools to look at how it functions in our world now. Instead of saying, oh, ghosts aren't real, aliens are BS, etc., etc., let's say this. There are people reporting these effects. So what are they reporting? Let's look and see. Instead of saying, because it doesn't fit our very narrow Newtonian worldview, which obviously is not true. It's not untrue. It's not completely accurate. If it doesn't fit that, then let's see what it is. Let's take a look. Why not? And there's tremendous resistance in the scientific community and in the academic community to just taking an objective look at it. We have the tools.
We certainly do. And this leads me to, I think, a very good question for this point in the conversation that's posted by William Stratham. And he says, Mr. Streber, I've read that you're a practicing Catholic, and even if not, perhaps you care to respond. For background, the New Testament book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 18, says Jesus sent Paul to turn people from, quote, darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, unquote. Now, your work of imagining and writing horror stories like Night Church about Satanists meeting in a Catholic church in Queens surely must have had some sort of impact on your life. And he's wondering, do you think your imaginary work on dark novels exposed you to something real? And if so, what is the relationship in the supernatural world, as you and Jeffrey talk about? What is the relationship between Jesus and Satan, that dichotomy, and the strange communion entities you've reported? And he goes on to ask about, you know, do you think Satan is an external agent? Or merely a human mental construct. And at some point, I think Mike Cleland, in his recent book on owls and synchronicity, said that you believe that grays are submitted to God. Why do you believe that? Is this all grounded through kind of a Judeo-Christian thing? Or?
Well, again, it's a complex question. I just interviewed Mike Cleland on Dreamland a couple weeks ago about his book, and it was quite a good interview. He's an interesting, interesting man.
Yes, we had him on a few weeks ago, too.
Yeah. So, and he's got a lot to say in that book that's worth reading. So, now, I'm going to simplify this question and my response to it. I am a believer in Jesus, not necessarily in the same way the Catholics or the Christians are. But I think that Jesus had a special role to play in this world. I don't understand it. I don't know where he came from. I don't know if he even knew the role he was playing, but he played it. And St. Paul did too. St. Paul drew a lot of his ritual ideas for the Mass and so forth out of the Mithraic tradition. He was from Tarsus, which is the city of the bull, which is also the place where the Mithraic religion was centered. It was at the time a secret religion.
He switched it to the blood of the lamb, basically.
Right, blood of the lamb instead of the blood of the bull. He's giving a message there. He's saying it's not a bull that we're concerned about. It's ourselves in the context of peace. He is building his ritual against the Mithraic ritual.
He's also adopting certain precepts so that he could get more adherents quickly.
Well, of course. Later on, in fact, I believe it was Tertullian who wrote in his piece Contra Celsus. We don't have the works of Celsus. They were all burned by the Christians. But in Contra Celsus, he mentions that it is claimed that Paul took Christian ritual from the Mithraic ritual. I believe it's in Contra Celsus. And I think Tertullian was the first to actually propose time travel, suggesting that Satan had traveled back in time in order to confuse the issue and to make it seem as if the Mithraic ritual had preceded the Mass. Now, that kind of confusion is inevitable when people are trying to promote and forward a system of beliefs.
Well, that's the ultimate in back engineering.
Yeah. In the end, what do I believe? I don't really believe anything. I believe the question. As I said, Jesus was something important, but as to what it was or whether or not he even knew it is a matter of open question for me. Who Paul was and what really happened to him is a matter of open question. I will not go so far as to say that the interpretations that followed that gave rise to Christian religion are correct. I wouldn't say that about any religion, about Islam, about any religion. I will note that a being of light was in the cave with Muhammad, supposedly, that it was a flash of light or a experience with light that affected St. Paul. And there are so many other instances of light in human life, the burning bush, that have had a tremendous effect on human culture.
Let's break it right there, Whitley, and we'll continue. We have Whitley Strieber with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We have Whitley Strieber, co-author of The Supernatural with Gene and Chris, and Whitley was in the midst of an answer. I do want you to continue.
Yeah,
this.
Beams of light, burning bushes. Yes. That's real riveting stuff if you're into Old Testament kind of descriptions.
We can conclude from these incidents of light throughout the history of the human species that light has something to do with the formation and evolution of culture and takes us in the direction of belief, and in the case of the Christian world, in the direction of the value of the individual, which is at the core of Western civilization. This is why I was
so humanism. I mean, that's, you know.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Well, you are sitting at a quincunx of meme propagation, and, you know, you're grounding this in, I think, languaging and terms that the average person in the West can understand. But someone who wants to play devil's advocate would say, well, that was the Middle East, and, you know, these beings of light could have been, you know, one of 12 different types of jinn. You know, there's a whole incredible pantheon of paranormal entities that exist in the Middle East, in the traditions and mythology of the Middle East. And so, you know, what we're looking at is something obviously that is cross-cultural in nature, and it also, you're using descriptions from one culture to another that all seem to be indicating the same thing. Yeah. How does it feel to be someone that's sitting there being at a very crucial juncture of how these things are being manifested from the ancient times and now are being manifested in modern times?
Let's look at them objectively. That's what I'm about. I am about not saying, not identifying them, aliens, jinn, ghosts, spirits, this, angels, demons. Yes. Everyone wants my guys to be the demons and the angels to be somebody else. But I want to remind anyone who's thinking in that direction what Rainer Maria Rilke said in his eighth elegy: every angel is terrible. And what makes the angel so terrible is that the angel looks into your soul and takes your consciousness with him into places you find it very, very hard to go. So when you tell me, well, an angel would be beautiful, I come back and I say, you can expect an angel to be very dangerous, very dangerous. And that's exactly what the visitors were. They were extremely dangerous. In Supernatural, we go in a lot, especially Jeff, into the whole idea of the dangerous sacred. Because I went deep into this. I was deep into the rules and the life of the other world, of the world of second body. And its rules are different from the rules of this world. There aren't any illusions there. It's not a world of illusion. And as far as angels and demons are concerned, those are energies, and you take them as you will. You make the angels. You make the demons. The energies are just energies. As far as belief systems are concerned and jinn and all of these things, forget it. Let's forget it. Let's step past it and say there is something there. We know that because of the way it affects us. But let's not take that next step. Let's, as Jeff says in the book, let's make the cut. Let's just not go to a decision about what it is. We only say it is.
So in other words, you're going beyond duality. You're going beyond good and bad, positive or negative, young or old. You're looking at something that's liminal.
Let me read you the dedication to the book, and it will explain an awful lot about where I'm going and where I'm coming from. I dedicate this book to the memory of Ann Strieber. We evolved our approach to the supernatural together. She contributed three foundational insights. The first is that the close encounter experience is something unknown and must be kept in question. Second, that the question must be deepened and can only be resolved by scientific and academic inquiry. It must no longer be dismissed with assumptions, beliefs, and premature theorizing. Third, that after reading in excess of 200,000 testaments from the public about close encounter experiences, she was able to say with authority that close encounters with apparent aliens often include perceptions of the dead as well. It is on her rigorous questioning and tireless inquiry that my own insights depend. Anne was a brilliant woman and an expert when it came to turning beliefs back on themselves until they became questions. And if I had not had her at my side, I would not have been able to go down the path I've gone down. And I'll tell you why we're here, what the supernatural is really all about. If the visitors do want to emerge more clearly into our level, they have not been able to do that because there has been no place for the intellectual cultures to turn to. There's been no place for them to go. Where are they going to go? To the flying saucer stories or the alien abduction horror stories? There's not enough there. There's no substance there. There's no there there. What the supernatural does is it offers them a ground to begin questioning this. And that is, if there is disclosure now, there is a place for them to turn to start working to make this all come into some sort of focus in the future. A new world, if you can take it. We're not going to be able to take it with the alien abduction stories and the confused flying saucer rumors. But we can, if we use our tools of academic and scientific inquiry, to look carefully at what we already have available to us. The bodies of the close encounter witnesses and perhaps the information that the government has in its hands, from there, we start to build our side of a relationship.
Yeah, that sounds great in theory, Whitley, but the bottom line is right now, and the reality of the situation is that you have a lot of people, in my estimation, formulating a new religion for the 21st century based on aliens, not some sort of divine connection that each of us have with the divine. And what we're seeing is a lot of hoaxes, a lot of pop culture, just total misinformation, disinformation. It's a catch-22. The more this evolves into a pop culture sort of realm, a very superficial realm, the less likely it is for academia and the scientific community to want to be involved. This is third rail subject matter right now. And unless the visitors, for lack of a better term, make themselves known, it is going to continue down the road of disenfranchisement, marginalization. We're pushing the scientific community and the academic community and the philosophic, wonderful wisdom that we have in our cultures. We're pushing them away from the subject matter. And a book like yours is very interesting because what it does is it creates that pop culture phenomenon in many ways. So I'd like to know what we can do to attract the scientific and academic communities to this very, very important issue.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. problem immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So as we wrapped up our last segment with Whitley Strieber, Chris was asking a long question with a comment. Whitley?
Well, the question he was asking is basically, what can we do to take this whole subject out of pop culture and place it into the hands of the intellectual culture? And the answer is we can't. We can't do that. It's not doable. The visitors have to do it if they want to and they feel a need to, and that's something important to them. I have no idea. But what Supernatural and the book before it, Solving a Communion Enigma, do is they give a ground to the intellectual culture, which if you read through them, the two books, it's a blueprint of where to start with this. But nobody is going to do that unless something else happens. There has to be that tiny little bit of disclosure that I talked about earlier. And now, instead of the media running to the White House and saying, what about the abductions, when that will happen? But when it does happen, the answer can be, well, we don't know yet, but there are scientific and academic directions that we can take to help us find out. And we can understand this. And that's a beginning. If we make that little tiny bit of disclosure that Leslie Keene is so hoping for, and then this all unfolds, it's all going to unfold on our side of the fence. The visitors will remain entirely silent. They will be passive to this. They're not going to land on the White House lawn or go past in a flying saucer waving at people. There might be an increase in presences where they show themselves in lights in the sky and whatnot. That's possible as we go along. But we have to take this. It's not going to be given to us. We have to go out there and take it. We have to go to the bodies and the minds of the close encounter witnesses and study them properly with the right kind of scientific approach. We have to go to the literature of the past and the descriptions dating all the way back to the beginning of history and reconceive those accurately and rebuild our understanding of what this presence is, because it is natural. Whether it's aliens or something else, it is part of nature. It wouldn't be here if it wasn't. It couldn't be. And it is extraordinary in that it does extraordinary things. It has an extraordinary effect on our world, and it is extraordinarily important. So it's supernatural.
What I'm hearing, Whitley, is we are in some sense in the driver's seat. It's almost like the visitors have been banging on the big front door, and we've unlocked the cat door. You
right.
know? Or well, it's like, you know, the further down the line we get in pop culture, you know, machinations of meme, you know, scattering these sub-memes all over the place, we have to be able to supply them with some sort of signal, some sort of communication
yeah.
that, hey, at least on some level, we're ready. And that's got to come from the control structure, whether it's academia, government, military, you know, the thinkers, the intelligentsia. You're saying that we need to have that acknowledgement there.
We have to have the acknowledgement in order to move forward.
Yeah, and so it's not so much disclosure that we need. We just need a simple acknowledgement.
Well, yeah. I it doesn't have to be big. It can be very tiny. It doesn't have to be. Leslie's right about that, if I'm right about how she thinks this should unfold. It can be very tiny. And before supernatural, there was nothing there. There was no place to go to for the intellectual and scientific communities. They didn't have anything to focus on. The book provides that focus, and it shows Jeff's work in it in his comparative work that he does. He shows exactly how to work with this material from an academic standpoint. And if you read Solving Communion Enigma and also some things that I say in Supernatural, there's a lot of information about just how the scientific community can go about looking at this from a scientific standpoint.
Yeah, but you have to approach them with the proper languaging, with the proper gravitas, with the proper groundedness.
That's not going to happen.
For them to break through they've already judged this whole thing as ridiculous. And
well, exactly. And they're going to continue to do that unless there is something that changes. And that has to change. I can't make that change. That change has to come from the outside. It has to come from someone like President Hillary Clinton saying something, or as I said earlier, suggested earlier, someone in NASA admitting a little corner of the truth. From there, we would go. I mean, you'll have the influence media like the Washington Post and the New York Times ignoring it as long as they can because, you know, they've been wrong for 50 years and they're not going to want to be discredited in that way, and I don't blame them.
I don't think they really care at this point.
They would care a lot.
They will in the final analysis, I would hope. But essentially what we're looking for is a straw that's going to break the camel's back.
That's right.
And that could be just a simple event statement by somebody, whether it's by design or inadvertently, that will then open up the floodgates.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a big guy. I mean, someone in the middle level of authority. It won't take much to open these floodgates right now because I know a lot of people in the scientific community who are aware that there is something real here and are only waiting for that straw to drop onto the camel's back before they go running to their granting authorities looking for money. And believe me, it is very close to happening. And what's holding the dam closed right now is two very simple and straightforward cultural artifacts. One is the United States government and primarily the United States Air Force does not want to admit what it believes, which is quite not correct, that it made a mistake in the past. That's number one. Number two, the media does not want to admit that it bought into that, into the lies. And they're supposed to be the guardians of truth, and they have been the guardians instead, in this case, of the biggest lie in human history.
The Robertson panel did its job very well.
Very well. I knew, you know, speaking of the Robertson panel, I knew Walter Orr Roberts. He was president emeritus of NOAA when I knew him, and he had been invited to be the chairman of Project Blue Book before, became the chairman of it.
Hector.
Yeah. In any case, he said he turned it down because it was obvious from the beginning when he started talking to the people in the Air Force that it was a foregone conclusion. There wasn't going Project Blue Book. He said, as far as he was concerned, the preface to Project Blue Book had already been written before the committee was even convened, so he didn't even want to bother with it.
Yeah, a real career killer.
Well, yeah, but here's the interesting thing: what the text says and the conclusion in the frontispiece of the book are two different things. The frontispiece says they didn't find anything of any interest, and the Air Force is getting out of the business, which it did not do. But if you look at the text, you discover that they found quite a few things of interest. And I'm sure there are more that aren't in the text.
Right. Well, the publicized section had 701, you know, the unknowns, as they were labeled, which is, you know, the title of Tracy Torme and James Fox's project that's been laboring along for quite a while for a documentary.
Yeah. But, you know, nothing's going to basically change until somewhere that little chink of a door is open. And I'm hoping, I think that the visitors have a lot to do with whether or not that happens. I don't think that there's some secret place somewhere that where the visitors sit down across a desk from some cat from the Air Force and say, you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to do that and tell the president this.
But I thought Valiant Thor already did that.
I do think they have ways of influencing us.
We're going to influence our listeners in this fashion for a moment, then back with Whitley Strieber. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue with Whitley Strieber, Gene Steinberg, Chris O'Brien. But one quick question, Whitley. You know, as far back as the 1950s, we had a promise of disclosure or some kind of revelation of something that never, ever, ever seems to happen.
No.
So what's happening now? Is this ever going to happen in our lifetimes?
Well, where we are right now is this. We are on a runaway train to environmental collapse on a whole lot of different levels. And with it is going to come ungodly chaos in the human community across the planet. And in that context, I think it's quite possible that we will also end up one way or another discovering that the visitors are real or that something is very extraordinary is happening here. At the same time that our world is getting much smaller because it's the environment is collapsing around our ears, it is going to be getting much larger because we are going to be realizing that we are actually embedded in a much larger, much older, and vastly conscious reality, which we knew nothing about or have been misinterpreting and trying to understand throughout all of our history. And there will come at the same time two things: extraordinary upheaval in our societies because of what is happening physically in the world around us, and an extraordinary new insight into what we actually are. It is the energy of this dichotomy of these two things happening at the same time is going to be absolutely amazing. And it's quite possible that the magnetic field of the planet will go into a state of chaos then too. Do you talk about interesting times? That it'd be hard to think of times that could be more interesting than what appears to be on its way.
I absolutely agree. In fact, my recent book, Stalking the Herd, looks at the role of cattle. We were talking about the Mithraic cults and bull worship and cattle worship earlier. We just briefly touched on that. I've written an entire book looking at cattle as being, besides humans, the most detrimental environmental force on the planet, and how this incestuous, almost symbiotic relationship with cattle, is if we can just solve that one issue of how cattle is degrading the environment, you know, that's going to go a long way to help things. But this brings me up to the whole idea that perhaps the visitors could be some sort of collective sort of imperative that is being manifested by all of us slowly building through the millennia to get us to get out of the cradle of humanity here on this planet and to go out and seed the cosmos and to spread like a dandelion being blown off into the wind and all these little parachutes go out, that we need to somehow get off this planet because we're like a virus to the planet. We have wonderful biodiversity here. We have this wonderful ecosystem that is just by every day we lose a species on the planet.
Well, yeah.
And so perhaps we are collectively manifesting this symbiotic relationship with the visitors who are helping draw us out into the cosmos to get us out there to expand humanity out in, you know, away from, you know, from the nest, if it, you know, for lack of a better term.
Well, exactly. And if you look at people always say, oh, I don't believe in astrology. It's ridiculous. But somebody built a calendar, a long count calendar that's called the Zodiac. And whoever did this understood a whole lot about the evolution of societies. For example, we're coming out of the age of Pisces. Pisces is a little fish swimming in a stream. It's swimming in the water. The fish is protected. Everything the fish needs is given to it by the water. The fish is safe. The fish is precise. He's bound by the rules. He is, in other words, he's a good Christian. He's a good Muslim. He's a good Hindu. The little fish is safe in the waters of his reality. Then along comes Aquarius, and we're moving into the age of Aquarius right now. The water's poured out, and the little fish ends up on dry land. He's got gills. He doesn't have any feet. How can he survive? Well, we're the fish. We're just in the process of getting poured out. At the same time, it also can be said that this planet is a mother, and the mother is very pregnant with her child, us. Her womb, the waters of her womb are about to burst. And when they do, out we come. And then what do we do? Well, I can tell you this, her waters will burst. There is no question whatsoever about that. We will not stave off the environmental changes that are coming. I have known that since the 80s, since the early 80s when I wrote Nature's End, and I have been saying since then, we need to accept this and we need to plan for it. Instead, we divide it into two camps, in each case, crazy, but in slightly different ways. The environmentalist camp saying that we can change, we can prevent this from happening altogether if we just change our ways of living in profound and unworkable ways.
It's inevitable.
Not true. It's absolutely not true. Then the other side saying it isn't happening at all. If we'd planned for it, it would be a smoother transition. But as it stands, the baby's coming out and the baby ain't got anything going for him. Let's hope we have a midwife. Let's hope that's what the visitors are.
Ah, that's a really good analogy. So where do you come down on the whole, you know, James Lovelock idea of Gaia being a superorganism, some sort of a force that's compelling us collectively to get off planet, to go out and seed the cosmos? Do you feel that there's a relationship between the superorganism of this, you know, semi-closed system called Earth or Gaia and the visitors? Do you think that they're working together in concert? Or do you think that this is something that is the visitors are coming in and doing sort of damage control?
I don't know what it means in this sense, whether or not it's okay for us to go extinct. This planet has been evolving for 5 billion years. For a substantial portion of that time, something on the order of 300 million years and possibly a good bit longer, life has been evolving on this planet. And it has been blown out of the water many times. There have been quite a few major extinction events.
95% of species have gone extinct, right? I think it's even higher than
that. 98% of species have gone extinct.
Yep.
And when you find, well, who hasn't gone extinct? You know, then you get the cockroaches and the various bacteria and things. The ones who haven't gone extinct are the ones who go way under the radar. We are big and we are vulnerable. We're the kind of species that goes extinct most quickly because of our size. The reason we didn't go extinct during whatever happened about 15,000 years ago is that we were smart enough to hide. And we went into that upheaval naked and living in the trees. We came out of it clothed and running across the veldt with weapons in our hands. What will happen this time? Because it's going to happen again. We're going into this clothed with weapons in our hands. What will we come out? What state will we be in when we come out? Or is this the end for mankind in the physical world? I don't know the answer to that question. However, I do know this. The physical world is only an incident in the life of a human being. Only an incident. And it may be that we are finished with this type of incident. Hmm. We're going to go on and do something else in some other way.
It sounds like transformation to me. Ideally.
Well, let's hope.
Here's a good question. There's been kind of an upsurge in interest in entheogens and hallucinogenic substances, and of course the work of Terence McKenna. We're looking at Graham Hancock. Well, I just want to get your take on what role do you think psychedelics could play to help speed up any sort of communication or establish a firmer foundation for a bridge between the visitors and ourselves. And we'll get to that as soon as we get back from break.
With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.